So yeah, I have some personal questioning about the let's call it the ontology of space. I will take example. You can go to the Mariana Trench, the deepest point in the ocean on Earth, but also you can swim in the sea. And you can swim in the sea without any apparatus. So you can extrapolate on your own experience of swimming to imagine how it would feel to be on the deepest point in the ocean.
Yeah, you have an
Of
idea of what it is of being in the sea, right?
exactly. The point is, if you go to the deepest point on the ocean, your body will explode, of course. But still, when you are, near the surface, you can swim. So we have an ontological connection between the milieu itself, water, salty water, and the overall experience of exploration. And that's not the case for space, for
That's
sure,
lacking in
but
space. Yes.
yes. Modern days, astronauts are mostly scientific operators in extreme environment. But I'm curious about the ontological experience of space.
So an art could help us in feeling. We know how it feels to swim in the sea, and we can imagine how it feels to be really at the deepest point in the sea. It's the same way that art maybe could help us experience what it is like to be in space or be in some symbiosis with space without having the real experience of being in space.
Yes, the universe is infinite. It would want to kiss you, but it's also infinite. It's also infinite, and infinite is something that we can barely imagine as human being, right? I think so. It's a let's call it a kind of a, like a philosophico-artistic interface between space and us.
Back to the imagination then. What role does imagination fulfill when thinking about new technologies?